Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be.
It's the Rad Reality Show. Tonight is Thursday night, and we will be having a assortment of different subjects. So don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs. Turn off your television. You know, interact with us and have fun tonight.
Big Brother's coming up. Can you believe Big Brother's coming up? Just a week away.
Without your participation, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Welcome, everyone. I hope you're having a great night tonight. Happy Thursday to you. Tonight is July 5th, 2012. I hope you had a great 4th out there. Tonight is not the Thursday, but it's going to be a good Thursday. My name is Carrie Garcia, and that person back there doing the yeehaws is Paul from Minnesota. And we are going to have a great show for you. We're going to have a great guest planned for you tonight. We have a great show as well, and we're going to have a big announcement. So let's get this started. Paul, first of all, did you have a great 4th?
It was good. It was good because of the leakage, not in my roof. I said roof. I wanted to say roof. Now there's a lot of us up in Minnesota, and she's hearing me. So there's a lot of people up in Minnesota that call it roof. Anyway, it wasn't leakage in the roof. It was leakage of Big Brother news, and it was fun to see that yesterday, and even better today, and that's why I woohooed. And I didn't get to tell you this, but I saw on Twitter, apparently Robin Cass is going to be part of the casting for Big Brother Canada for our Canadian friends.
Those poor people.
There you go, Seymour Roof. There you go, Minnesotan. I would be willing to
bet you. I think it's great that Canada is going to finally have a Big Brother. They've deserved it for so long.
Hey, just a reminder, the people getting up online, if you want to come up online, and especially that one area code that I see, push the one.
Well, we're going to bring her up anyway. We have a great guest.
All right.
She doesn't have to play by the rules. She is our special guest. Let's bring her up right now. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Amanda Hansen from Big Brother 9. I am thrilled. I am honored to have you on the show with us tonight. How are you, dear?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm good. You were one of Ron's first guests on the Rad Reality Show, and it is such an honor to have you back on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Amanda, I have to interrupt Cherry because that's what I do, but this is Paul from Minnesota, don't you know, and I'm so glad you're here. I was such a fan of yours on the show. I think that twist just screwed you guys royally. And tell me the big news that I saw you tweet about yesterday. I just can't wait for you to, as a proud mom, talk about it.
I know. So my daughter.
Want to hear about it.
Yeah, we've been starting her potty training. And since it's my first child, I have no clue what I'm doing with potty training. So I let her run around the house naked yesterday, just all day naked. And whenever she had to go to the bathroom, we sprinted to the toilet, and I put her on her little training potty, and she went to the bathroom 6 times on her toilet, and she actually pulled down her own diaper and went to the bathroom and pulled her diaper right back up. So I was so proud.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
shout out to Gabrielle.
I have to give her shout out. She is just, honestly, people talk about the love for their children, and I never understood what that meant until I had her. And I get so emotional every time I talk about her. I don't know. It's just the love of my life. I would move mountains for her if I could.
Oh, that is so precious.
Hey, we've got too many people requesting this, so let's get it out of the way. They want you to say hey in your well-familiar phrase that you used in Big Brother, and I bet you guess what it is.
Bueno.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I do miss Big Brother. I'm excited for this next season to come up.
So have you gone out and checked out all the new cast? Have you gone and looked at their bios and seen?
I actually just went on not that long ago, and I'm only a couple people in, so I'm excited to see more. There's a lot of talk about this model girl from Miami, I think it is, so I need to read up on her.
Right.
I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but I really want you to go back in time, because before Ron even had his Rad Reality Show, he was involved with you, and I remember, was he not part of the prank of calling Taco Bell? Tell us about your first meeting and association with Ron Rad.
You know, Ron was amazing. He was always very supportive and one of the nicest people I ever talked with. And as soon as I got out of the house, he was contacting me to her and have, just an online chat. So we had a chat, and I love pranking people. I don't care. You can call me elementary. I think that it's hilarious. And it was my idea to prank Taco Bell and tell them that their food gave me the runs. And we did it. And I think we had so many callers on the phone that night. It was honestly one of the best chats I've ever had in my life. Like, it was just so much fun. And Ron was helping me with everything from helping me with my MySpace page and Facebook and putting things together. Ron was a really helpful person, and I really do miss him and feel bad that I found out, you know, shortly after he died. I didn't even know it when it happened, like right after it happened. I've been so busy, and I felt so bad.
Yeah, he was just so sweet, and so many people loved him, and that's just like Ron, to be so helpful and so caring, and he just loved everyone, and he always was the first one to reach out to the house guest, and he, to the people that, you know, like Shima, that wasn't always the, you know, the one that was the favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she came out of the house and was not invited on anyone's show. You know, she couldn't find a friend when she came out of the house. And he had her on his show and was able to show people, you know, that's not her. That's not who she is.
Right.
And she did a beautiful show on his show and was able to show people that, you know, that's not really who I am. I was a different person in that house because I was under such scrutiny. I had such pressure on me. And, you know, I'm actually a very intelligent human being that, you know, was just in a pressure cooker situation. And I made some bad decisions, but that's not who I am as an individual. And
right.
And people sort of started coming around and understanding that, you know, people that you see on Big Brother, you see them, and, yeah, that's a part of who they are, but that's not the totality of who people are as a complete individual. And, you know, you're in a pressure cooker situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're away from all your family, your friends, you know, everything that you know and love and have been accustomed to your entire life, you've been pulled away from, and you've been thrown in there with strangers that you don't know, and you have cameras on you 24/7, and you're not really totally yourself, you know? And who can be totally yourself in those conditions, you know? You try to be yourself as much as you can, but, you know, you're under such different circumstances than you've ever been in your life. It's just a strange situation to be in, and with the pressures put upon you, yeah, you know, people react differently. And, you know, Ron was always someone that really understood that and had such a compassionate heart, and he was just the best at pulling all that out and being able to show people on, you know, on air, on a radio show, not even on TV or, you know, on video, that, you know, there's good to everybody. And he was just such a sweet, sweet, lovable guy, you know.
Yes, he was.
He was.
Hey, yes, I totally agree. And I'm glad that we could go back down memory lane with you, Amanda. And but I want to know, I saw the tweets between you and Janelle talking about a play date. Have you ever met up with Janelle while she's been in Minneapolis? And
we have not. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And the second part is, what are your thoughts about the rumor that she could be one of the mentors?
Yeah, we have not yet gotten together. Both of our schedules are pretty hectic. My daughter has been so busy with modeling, and she's had so many shoots and events in the last couple of weeks, and I travel for my job, and we've just been crazy busy, so unfortunately we haven't had an opportunity to get together, but hopefully soon. And if she is a mentor on Big Brother, I think that would be fantastic. I absolutely adore her and have so much respect for her as a person. I love Janelle. She's an amazing woman.
She is. I got to meet her out in L.A. when she was still pregnant. And I don't get starstruck easy, but I was almost starstruck by Janelle. She is so gorgeous. And she just talked to me like almost like we had known each other. She came up and she was just telling me how she'd just been shopping for the baby. And I was standing there in almost like awe. I was just in awe of Janelle. She is just amazing. She's so down to earth and so sweet. And I was just amazed that she just came up and started chatting with me like she did. And I was just like,
Yeah, she seriously is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She was adorable.
I you touched on it shortly, but I do know that Gabrielle has. How did you, did somebody suggest it, or you just looked at that little daughter of yours and said she needs to get in front of the camera? How did that all come about, and are there places we can see the photo shoots yet? Or
yeah, well, when I was pregnant with Gabriella, I'm in a book from the Mayo Clinic, which I'm sure you guys are familiar with the Mayo Clinic, but I'm in a book called Mayo Clinic's Guide to a Healthy Pregnancy, and we shot for the book with a week and a half of shooting, and it was 5 days before I gave birth to her, so I'm seriously pregnant in this book. And the book's sold across the country, too, at Barnes & Noble, so you see several pictures of us. But when I was pregnant, my agent said, you really need to get her in modeling. And since Gabriella is mixed, black and white, she gets a lot, there's a lot more opportunity for her to model. It sounds sad, but they like sometimes darken her skin in pictures or lighten her skin or keep her as she is, which they do it because they try to make, you know, some of the stuff fit like the demographic. So if you go to Target and you're in the South, I don't know where in the South, but some places, she's on the box of children's Tylenol, the Target brand children's Tylenol, and she's on the grape flavor. But in Minnesota, that they have some other kid on there. So it's very weird how it works out. They, like, sort of fit things to mold, like, the demographics. But this August, she's going to be on the cover of the August baby mailer, so you'd only get that if you have kids, but it has coupons inside. And she's on the cover. And I've seen the layout, and they actually darkened her skin a little bit. So I had to kind of look at her a few times, like, wait, is that my baby? And it was. But, I mean, look at a lot of celebrities, like, get pictures, and their pictures are lightened or darkened or, you know what I'm saying? There's so many things they do to pictures nowadays. It's kind of sad, but
Lola,
I'm really proud of her.
Lola just said in our chat room that they do that to Beyonce.
Yeah, I heard that, too. I have heard that they lighten her up in her photos. Or that she wears light makeup. I'm not really certain.
I want to take this opportunity to apologize for calling your daughter several times just Gabrielle when it's Gabriella. So I wanted to correct myself.
That's okay. We call her Gabba. So if that's easy, you guys can call her Gabba. G-A-B-B-A.
All right.
I have a Target right around the corner from my house. I'm not very south. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. But I'm going to run to Target tomorrow and see if she's on the great Tylenol.
If she's on it, you better send me a box because I need a box. I need one.
I will buy a few of them. If she's on there, I will get us some.
So it's obviously a mixed baby, and an African-American woman is holding her in her hands. And it's when she was a baby. She was like 6 months old when they did the shoot. So this woman is holding her in her hand. So all you would see is a baby's like profile picture. But that's Gabriella.
Hey, Amanda, I do want to get to Big Brother, and we have a lot of chatters who are antsy to talk about the new season. But I also want to touch on how it came about for you to appear on Dr. Phil, and tell us a little, any update on you and Nicole.
Okay, well, in the beginning of my relationship with my husband, my sister had moved in with me. So he was coming over periodically and going back to his house. But on Christmas of 2009, my sister got really mad at him for nothing. She was mad because, like, her breakfast cake didn't work out or something really, really minor in the grand scheme of things. And she yelled at him and was really disrespectful. Well, he brushed it off and forgave her. And then August of 2010, right before I had Gabriella, my sister got really mad at him for a comment that he had made. He was just joking with her, but she didn't take his, you know, didn't like his sense of humor, I guess. So she started fighting with him and being disrespectful and told him she hated him and that she wasn't going to come to our wedding. And it was very dramatic. So I decided to call Dr. Phil. And I wrote them a letter and kind of explained everything and said I really wanted a relationship with my sister. You know, I'm really close with my niece and nephews, and I feel like extended family is very imperative to a kid's well-being. I mean, it teaches them how to get along with other people, and it teaches them that there's other people they can trust besides their mom and their dad. And they used to live with me, so my nephew called me mom. He didn't know. He just thought he had two moms. So needless to say, Dr. Phil did not help us. He did not talk to us backstage or before. There was nothing that was resolved. My sister and I spoke a few months after that, and then she didn't show up to my wedding. Recently we started talking again.
Oh, good. I like
your
happy ending.
Yeah. So we're doing well. Her and my husband don't talk, so it is kind of awkward. There's definitely no family functions where both of them are a part of the function. So it makes it difficult, and I wish they would just suck it up for the kids. But both of them are two of the most stubborn people I've ever met in my life. So neither one of them will cave. Neither one. Yeah.
That's a shame. Some people can be so stubborn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What you talking about? What you talking about,
right?
Sherry?
It's that family thing. I don't know. Some families just have stubbornness running through them, and my family is no exception.
Yeah. Well,
okay, guys, we got to talk. We got to talk, Big Brother. At least I want to. Maybe you have a different subject still to cover there, Cherry. But
No, we want to move on to Big Brother for sure.
Yes, let's talk about it.
So, you see anybody that you found that you really liked so far, Amanda?
I haven't looked at everyone to be able to say, like, who I really want to win. But I'm always rooting for girls, so I'm sorry to all the men. I just feel like men usually just win everything. And
I know.
I'm getting off subject from Big Brother, but look at American Idol. I feel like it's men more than women. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my statistics are not accurate, but I'm not really certain. What about you guys? Do you have anyone in mind so far?
Well, the big talk initially, obviously, for those that are Survivor fans is that we've got another Hans coming on. Are you a Survivor watcher?
I only watched a few seasons of Big Brother or of Survivor, so I haven't watched anything really recent.
Okay, well, he actually, the first season that he came on Survivor, we had a Minneapolis girl on that season. I don't know if you ever heard of Ashley Traynor, but she lives here in town.
Okay.
Anyway, Russell progressed to be quite a villain, somebody that seemed to, you know, get far, you know, manipulating people, lying, but he became quite a villain. Well, the very next season, they decided to do an All-Stars version called Heroes versus Villains. So they brought back those from previous Survivors that they thought were villainous and those that were really nice people. And he was brought back the very next season. And they have two a year. So none of these people even knew, none of them knew who Russell was. And then a few years after that, they brought him back for a third time, and he's just the kind of person you either you like it or you hate it. And then a couple of years after that, comes a young kid who we find out is a Brandon Hans and is the nephew of Russell. And then just recently, they've done a show on A&E for flipping houses. They renovate and flip houses, and Russell and his brother Sean are on there. And now we have young brother Willie Hans, who is in the Big Brother house, and it's just caused a lot of conversation. So that's why I wanted to explain to you about him. I think he might be entertaining, but most of us would like to see him probably get kicked out earlier than later.
Yeah. Well, so I'm looking right now at this Danielle. Have you guys looked at Danielle?
Yes.
So Danielle, I pretty much am going to say that be a really nice person. She looked like the girl my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me with. So I'm going to say I don't want her to win. Like, I know I'm so elementary right now. And then the model girl
Did you go to the racetrack and pick the horses by the color of their silks?
Yeah, I guess that's kind of what I'm doing here right now. I don't really know. I need to look
there
at everyone and kind of get a better idea.
There is a girl that you have to watch the video of that is really wacky. Her name is Ashley Ioka.
I'm looking at her right now. She owns a mobile spray tanning company.
Yes. Do you know who she reminds me of? Did you watch Big Brother Season 5?
Yes, I did.
She kind of reminds me of the wacky Holly King personality.
She kind of does.
I think she is going to be fun. There are some of the people in their interviews said, you know, what are the type of people you won't like, and they kind of described her.
Without knowing.
So there'll be some problem there.
I think the one chick looks kind of cool.
Which one?
She's a musician. She's from New York. She's all tatted up.
Her name is Jen, and she was actually the bass guitarist for a group called Kitty, an all-female metal rock group. And it's clear from what she said that she is completely into girls. So we've got the first Yvette back here. I mean, I don't think since Yvette there's been Annie, I'm still not sure about Annie, but she looks very interesting. I'm looking forward to her. Guess what, though? One of the girls, Kara Monaco, in 2006 became Playboy Playmate of the Year.
She was?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
They have a Joe and a JoJo and a Will and a Willie.
Wow. Yeah.
What were they thinking? It's going to be a mess in there.
Oh, it's going to be funny.
But let me tell you, there are a lot of them, more than I can remember, who really know their Big Brother stuff. There's even several in there that say, I've got to admit, I sit for hours at a time during the summer watching feeds. I mean, there's a 21-year-old
really
kind
good.
Of,
I mean, that's good, but if they throw twists in the game like they did with, like, me and our season, I think that was really hard because right away you get, like, I mean, Alex, I have nothing but great things to say about him, but I did go back and watch some stuff recently, and especially, I don't know if you guys ever knew that they put Alex and I on the soup on E, and I was watching that clip on E, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe he developed feelings for me. Maybe it was like he was thrown into a house with strangers and felt an attraction and just kind of was trying to ride with it. Not certain. But then you have the thing with Parker, and I just feel like that really, like, that little triangle of drama was, like, so much in a house when it's all strangers, and it just puts targets on our back, you know?
I agree.
Yes.
It just gives people a reason to hate you even more, especially with other girls in the house, because they're going to be mad if guys have crushes on you, because what about them?
Right.
Let me tell
girls
you.
Girls are catty enough. I mean.
Right, yeah, we are.
I hated that twist because of how you guys were so handcuffed. In a somewhat of a similar way, it kind of happened in Big Brother 11 when they had the cliques, you know? It's just, and I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen this year because these four mentors apparently are going to pick their teams like a fantasy football draft. They're going to get to know them, then they're going up to the HOH, and they're going to pick, you know, members that are going to be their team, and they're going to mentor them, And I'm afraid that they're going to group these people together somehow. And I hate when they do those twists, because then you're not. Oh, even last year they paired them up. You know, just make it the simple way. Quit screwing around. It just irritates the hell out of me.
Irritates me too. I would love more than anything for an opportunity to get back in, but I was only on Big Brother 9 for such a short time and really didn't do anything on the show, so they would never bring me back. But if given the opportunity, I would definitely jump at it.
All right,
never say never.
You brought up Parker. Are you in touch with him still and any others for your season?
You know, I guess Alex and I have, like, tweeted each other a few times, and then same with Parker, and Jen and I tweeted a few times, and same with Natalie, but other than that, I really don't talk to anyone. I think Matt's, like, getting out of jail soon, and I've kind of been sending messages with his aunt.
We've had his aunt and his mother on our show several times, and we're so looking forward to him. His blogs are amazing. He is really, you know, he's really turned things around. Jen DiTerno, we're so happy for her. She's come on the show, and she's now moved back to Columbus with the new love of her life. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I didn't know that.
I got to meet Matt's mom.
Oh, really?
And his aunt, yeah, up at the Toys for Tots event in New Hampshire. And they are just wonderful people. I just adore them.
Oh, good.
And I know that Maddie's going to be so happy to get out of there.
Yeah, I know. That's
hard. I just hate that they all fell into that, you know. And, you know, you just never know what fame, you know, a bunch of money is going to do to somebody. And
yeah, it changes people.
Yep. And sometimes people, you know, do great things with it, and sometimes some people make a left turn and it takes them down a wrong road. And
yes,
you hate it. You hate to see that, but hopefully they've all learned from their mistakes and they can come out and do good from this point forward. And that's all you can hope for. And, you know, hopefully they've learned their lesson and they can do, you know, something good now.
I agree with you. I agree.
It's a shame. It's a real shame. But I know Maddie has blogged from, you know, almost as soon as he got in there. And I think he's definitely learned a lot since he's been in there. So I really, really wish him the best. And I hope that, you know, when he gets out, he has some opportunities come up for him that, you know, he's able to have a great future ahead of him, and, you know, he can do good things with his life after he gets out of there, so.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I want to talk about any other of these cast members. There's one on there who, you mentioned American Idol. He actually had about a 10-second appearance on season 8 of American Idol in 2009.
Oh, which
got
guy?
Up there. Huh?
Which guy?
Will, it's pronounced Heiser, Will Heiser. He's the long,
okay,
blonde hair guy. Gay. He apparently did it on a dare, and he got up there, and they immediately kicked him off.
Okay, hey, I have to interrupt you really quick. So
absolutely.
My husband went to go pick up his, I don't know if you knew, but my husband has a daughter from a previous relationship. She's almost 11. So they're just getting home right now, and my baby's with him. So we need to make a little bit of laughter before I send my daughter to bed tonight. I'm pranking Taco Bell. And
all right.
We're going to laugh our asses off and enjoy it, and we're doing this for Ron, because he would he's up in heaven laughing at us.
Oh, bless
okay,
you.
So,
Amanda, I love you.
Hold on, okay?
Okay?
Okay,
you got it.
Quiet, everybody.
Tell me if you guys can hear. Hopefully, okay, hold on. I don't know what's going on here. It's not working right now. Hold on. Hey, husband, okay. Get over here really quick. I have to yell at my husband to do this.
I love it. Hey, husband.
Hey, how come this isn't dialing? I'm trying to call someone here. There's no, it's not ringing.
I don't know what to do. Is try ending it. Try again.
Hi, husband.
Everyone's saying hi.
Is it Nick?
Yeah, it's Nick. Unless I have more than one husband.
No, I my mind, sometimes I go, I remember his name, and sometimes I forget it. It just came to me and that it was Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi,
good,
Nick.
Bud.
Thanks for sharing your wife with us tonight.
Oh, not a problem.
He's happy to get rid of me sometimes. Okay.
All right, yeah, let's call. I'm going back downstairs.
Okay, goodbye. All right,
thanks.
I'm trying again.
All right, bye. Good night.
Good night.
All right.
I'm trying to call from my from Google.
Okay.
I just don't know how well this is working right now. It says we're having network problems.
Well, it
darn
means
it.
you're gonna have to come back and do it the next time.
Hold on, we're gonna try it. Hold on, I have a surprise for you guys though too. Hold on. Miss you too. Hold on 1 second.
All right, Amanda. Oh.
You don't want to say hi? Someone's breaking down tonight. It's way past her bedtime.
Hey, Gabriella.
I'm trying to call Taco Bell here, but I'm not having any luck. I need to do this, like, especially for Ron.
I know.
I keep trying to call. It keeps saying network, and my daughter is having a breakdown, you guys.
Aww.
Hey, Amanda, this was the last show that you were on before you said goodbye, and what a perfect way for you to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amanda.
I sleep with angels. Goodbye. Aww.
That's precious.
Aww. What show is that from?
That was the Halloween one when he got you to call in to promote your FM radio station, whatever, remember?
Yeah, 93X.
Yeah.
Aww. We miss him.
Yeah, we all miss him.
That short clip almost put me over the edge there. That's weird. It's 4 seconds long. Oh, my.
Aww. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to try to call this number on my phone, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
I wish I could screen that. I forget who our caller from Southern Indiana is.
Okay, actually,
hey,
I'm getting another phone, so hold on, you guys, 1 second, okay?
Who's it? Oh, it's, okay, it is Kid Shacky from Southern Indiana. Cool. Thanks, Kid. I'm, oops. Oh, these technically challenged people.
No.
Yes, Amanda, in trying to make a phone call, actually dropped off.
Kid Shacky, how are you?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
We're
hey,
good. How are you?
All right. Doing good. I'm ready for the season of Big Brother. Can't wait.
Us too. Okay, Tony, I'm going to have to put you back on hold for just a minute and pick Amanda back up, and then we'll get you right back on the air as soon as we let Amanda do her call, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Guys.
Hi, Amanda.
Okay, hold on. Tell me if
okay.
you can hear this. Tell me if you can hear.
Kind of.
Is this Taco Bell?
Yes.
don't feel very good.
You don't feel very good?
I was just eating there.
Okay.
And now I think I got really sick from your food. What kind of ground beef do you use?
What did you order earlier?
I had a bean burrito. I had two bean burritos, and my stomach just feels like something I've never experienced in my whole life. Do I bring my receipt?
A bean burrito, and you asked for a beef? What kind of beef do you use?
Yeah, what kind of ground beef do you use?
What time did you come in?
I was there about 2 hours ago, and it just hit me.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
I think they went to get a manager. Hold on. My bean burrito. I seriously, like, I'm not allergic to beans or ground beef. I looked up online that Taco Bell doesn't really use ground beef, that you use some genetically modified stuff, and I'm really confused here because my stomach is not, like, this might be too much information for you, but I have explosive diarrhea.
Okay, so are you vegetarian?
No, I'm not a vegetarian. I just have diarrhea now.
From the beef? Well, we don't cook beef.
Well, I...
the bean burrito,
but I had a burrito. I had, like, that nachos del grande, too.
Yeah, nachos del grande? You just told me you had two bean burritos.
Yeah, well, my husband ordered something else, and I ate some of his. I had two bean burritos.
Is anything wrong with them?
Yeah, he's on the other toilet. I'm literally calling you from the bathroom. I don't know if I should, like, go to the doctor. Should I go to the hospital? Like, I'm just really confused. My stomach hurts.
Can I get your name?
Huh?
Can I get your name?
Michelle.
Okay, can I get your number?
Yeah. It's 612-337-6774.
Okay. Let me call you right back.
Well, hold on. What should I do? Should I get off the toilet? Should I go to the hospital? I don't know what to do. Should I start drinking fluids? Am I going to get dehydrated? It's like 110 degrees here. If I get dehydrated from diarrhea, I just don't know what's going to happen to me.
Okay, a minute, I'll just call you right back.
Are you really going to call me back? I don't know what to do.
Yes, I will call you back. Unless you give me the right number to call you back.
Yeah, okay, can I get a refund?
Okay, I'll call you right back.
Can I have a refund? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear? Are you a vegetarian? Like, why are you getting diarrhea?
I'm literally calling you from the toilet. I was Amanda, I wish I had a sound effect. I was going to try to make a sound of a toilet. Or
oh, that would have been awesome. Oh my God.
Amanda, I can't tell you how many days and how long I tried to search the internet and find the audio clip of when you did that before, and I never found it. Did you save it?
You know what? It might be in something. I can check and then let you guys know.
That was cool. So great.
But I would love to find it. I also pranked Cub when I went there and bought bananas that stayed green for 2 weeks.
Didn't you prank a hospital once, too?
I don't know. I pranked a lot of stuff. I'm kind of elementary when it comes to pranking, but it's fun, and you could die tomorrow, and why not live life, enjoy every moment, and smile. So.
Oh, girl, I love you.
Hey, Amanda.
I love you guys, too. Thanks for having me, and I will definitely be back soon, you guys.
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. Once we start getting into the swing of this new Big Brother season, please get in touch with us and say, I want to come on and talk about it. We'd love to have you back.
We want you to come back as often as you want to.
Oh, I'd love to be back. You guys just let me know when.
You're welcome to come back anytime. And if you want, you know, if you ever have anything that you're promoting, you're always welcome to come back here, girl.
Well, I appreciate it, you guys. You guys have a great night. Sleep with angels and say bueno.
Thank you. And everybody in the chat room is saying to tell you that they loved it and they loved having you.
Oh, thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much,
sweetie.
Amanda.
Good night, Gabriella. Good night, Nick.
Good night, Gabriella. Good night, Nick. Thank you so much, Amanda. It was wonderful having you back on the Rad Reality Show.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow.
And,
what a great guest. I just love
and
her.
We have to, again, give some props
to
somebody.
Our Thomas, our Faith Ones out there. Thomas just never stops coming through for me. He is always on it. He's always out there working it for me, and he just comes through for me time and time again, and I can't thank him enough.
Thank you, Thomas.
I wish he had called in while she was still on the line.
I want to also say that I see a phone number on the switchboard. It's error code 214. If you're wanting to come up online with us and talk about the new Big Brother season, please press the 1. That will tell us that you want to come on. Otherwise, we'll just assume that you're listening. So,
Let's bring Kid Jackie back up on the air.
Hey.
Tony, how are you? So what
I'm
are you thinking
all right.
about this new cast?
Oh, well, I've been waiting all day for them to release the cast, and then they released it, and I got a couple favorites.
All right.
And let's hear it.
All right, I'm rooting for Willie Hance, of course. Got to go with the Hances. I'm going for Jen, and I'm also going for Frank.
Frank the Flipper. Is he the Flipper?
No.
No,
okay.
He's the unemployed
Frank
son.
Is unemployed.
He's the son of
Sid
the
Vicious.
Wrestler. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And he's got the hair, too.
Right. That awesome hair.
Wait a minute. Who was the other one?
I got Will, Jen.
Jen, yes. I think she's going to – I hope she is able to fit in and people don't, you know, pigeonhole her in any way, because I think she is going to be – had you ever heard – is this – I'm not into metal at all, so I don't know if this was a group that was well-known. I did see a YouTube video where there was quite an audience watching these girls perform, but had you ever heard of that band?
Yeah, I've heard of Kitty before. They're like a Canadian rock band, and they've been around and performed. I've never seen them live, but I've heard their song, The like number one song is like called Brackish.
Okay.
So who else, who do you not like?
Not like?
They told me.
I don't like Jody. I think
Jody.
She's Kalia 2.0.
Kalia 2.0, okay. I've heard someone
and,
else.
I'm not real sure about
like
her.
Kalia.
And the guy with the glasses, Ian. I don't know about him yet.
Ian is one that is a huge Big Brother fan. He watched Big Brother season one when he was 10 years old. He watches the feeds hours at a time in the summer. He is, when I first saw him, I thought he's going to get eaten up and spit out. By the end of the interview, I go, this guy might last a while. So there are several of them like that that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, I have yet to watch. I only watched a few videos. I like watched a few videos. I have yet to watch his video, but I seen Jen's video, and for when they're getting interviewed, and she has never watched Big Brother before. I think they found her on Facebook. And she never watched the game, and they're actually having her watch it and sequester.
Yeah, that happens to quite a few every season, but
so she's gonna be a wild card. I'm really going for Jen.
We've got another caller that I'm gonna bring up on the line, Mr. Matt. How are you? You've got a lot of background noise in your phone, dear.
It's not mine, I don't think.
Oh, that must have been Tony's. He dropped off right after
That's
I picked
Tony.
You up.
It was, yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Mack, before you
How
talk
are you?
About...
Mr. Mack?
Mr. Mack?
I'm here.
Okay. I want to make sure you're there.
Before we talk Big Brother, is there just a short amount of what you shared with me? Cherry, I didn't tell you about this, but the audio from the glass house, they didn't cut it, and you can hear producers talking to the house guests and stuff. And it's since been yanked from YouTube, but I got it before they did. But can you tell the listeners any juicy stuff that you heard?
Well, you might have her as a Twitter friend or whatever. It's Miss Cleo, BB14. After the feed was over with, she noticed that they were talking, and so she just grabbed her phone and just recorded it. So the quality's not all that great, but what is it, Mike? And I'm trying to think of the other guys that's on
Kevin?
The show. And Kevin were definitely, in the early part of the recording, were definitely dissing the fans, basically talking about the fan interaction and stuff being kind of stupid and everything. So... yeah, that was really interesting, and the rest of it, you know, you can go through. I was working on some going through emails and stuff like that, so I just kind of listened to it. If I heard anything interesting, I would just back it up and listen to it again, because it goes on for over an hour. And,
wow,
and
that's
no,
a long time.
And you definitely don't hear Siri's voice or whatever she's called, Oracle's voice talking to him. It's definitely a production person, because what they're doing is they're doing confessionals and stuff and getting ready for the competition. Now, I noticed on the website that Robin, who was going into limbo, was her picture is X'd out now. And so I find it interesting because that competition, or that person, whether that person's come back in limbo or not, will be shown on Monday's upcoming episode. Now,
right.
I did watch
the feeds today. I think it was the one day that I did catch it and remember that it was on. And Erica is already back in the house. So that is one thing that we, you know, we're used to that on Big Brother, knowing who won the vetoes and all that type of thing. You know what I mean? They do let us, you know, see that before the ABC broadcast.
Because, before with the other contestants like Apollo and with Alex Stein, Primetime 99, they waited until the ABC episode aired before they crossed them out. So what I was wondering is, Robin didn't get enough votes, or did she drop on request?
It is possible because it was brought up from, I think it was Erica, saying that she didn't want to stay the whole summer. She had her daughter's bar mitzvah to go to and all this type of thing. So it is possible, but I think
she looked
likely.
Like it was a wreck in the ABC episode.
I agree, but I'm thinking it's also very likely that Erica would have been voted back because that episode, the editing they did with Robin really painted a poor light on her, you know what I mean?
I heard one of them talking one night after, I don't watch it very much, so this had to be at the end of one of the Monday nights that I've only watched it two Monday nights, and at the end of one of those Monday nights, I think it was, it might have been, I don't know. Anyway,
all
I heard one of them saying that.
Chatters. I'm sorry, I'm just reporting the chatters in there have done the research or know that they do return from limbo every Wednesday.
Anyway, that one of the guys in there was saying after they apparently left the feeds on just a little while after they apparently were supposed to go off, that the only people up watching them at that hour would be the druggies anyway, or the dope heads anyway, or something. And that would be the only people that would be up on the internet at that hour anyway would be the druggies. And I kind of took offense to that. I was like, oh, really? You know? Just a little, you know? I mean, that's kind of calling us all druggies, and I take offense to that. They really need to be careful about what they're saying in that house. And since then, I haven't turned it back on.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the episode until Andy DeHart on his Reality Blurred site said it was a really, really jam-packed, really good episode. So I'm DVRing it anyway, so I went back watching it. It was actually pretty darn good.
I actually tweeted about that after I watched it that night. I said this is the first episode that was, you know, pretty good. So I agree with you on that. All right, Glass House, let's move on. I want to move on from those assholes.
Did Jackie? Tony?
Hey, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay. Big Brother.
Yes, Big Brother. Love it.
That's all we have to say, Big Brother. We have one more week, and we'll finally start seeing Big Brother. I'm so glad.
Maybe
it'll
be 6 days or 7 days.
Yeah, a week from tonight.
Yes.
And stupid rumors that never will materialize will finally be over. And
I know. I'm so ready to be over with all the rumors and speculation. And
My take on the cat, when I saw the first cast reveal yesterday, and I tweeted it too, I was not that overly thrilled about the cast. But today, the full cast reveal, There's a few people on there that I really think are going to be really good characters on the show. So there is, after Big Brother 12, I started setting my expectations low. And so if I get the wow factor and a great season, that's a bonus. But if I set my expectations low and it turns out to be a crappy season, then, you know. But they're definitely, and I'm glad they've got some people on there that are obviously big, big fans of the show, super fans of the show, but are not coming across as being like Adam, who's just real eccentric and whatever about the show. And although I don't want to see another Hans on
anything
show, this Willie Hans character. I mean, if they can't fit, I have a feeling that probably the mentors will know who this guy is.
You know what? I was thinking. I watched the second video. I'd watched all the Superpass ones, and then I started watching Big Brother Network's ones just before we came on the air, and I started listening to him, and I thought, he kind of looks like a Hans, and his accent. I mean, anybody that...
He does look like Russell a little bit.
Yes, and don't you think he sounds like the Hanses all sound, too?
Yeah, he's got the voice, too.
And then I wonder if he has a tattoo like Brandon had, you know?
little Hans.
What do they have over these people? Do they have something over somebody at CVS? Or
I don't know.
I think CBS loves the Hanses.
Yeah, there's kind of love fest going on there.
Mr. Mac, Kid shared three of his house guests that he was looking at. Do you have any that stick out for you in a positive or negative way?
Okay. Can we use the S word to describe people?
Let me do this here. Hang on.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Say whatever the hell you want.
Okay. I'll keep it pretty clean, but I am going to use the S word. JoJo on there, she seems like she's going to be the shit stirrer. And so I think she's going to be good TV. The Will guy, the real strange guy, I call him the token gay person that they put on there. He's going to be entertaining, probably not going to last very long. But probably the one that I'm most interested in, I'm going to give two, is Jen, the rocker. I think she's kind of a wild card because she's basically, was recruited for the show. And Frank, his dad was the one that was the professional wrestler. He seems to be pretty articulate and have a good sense of humor. So those are the ones I found really interesting.
I want to say this too. As soon as he said, "Oh, I'm so disappointed, I'm going to miss the premiere of the show Breaking Bad," he became my ultimate favorite. I love Breaking Bad. That's one of my all-time favorite shows. He also he started watching season 6 and hasn't missed a season since. So, I mean, he said they asked in one of the interviews, who would you compare yourself to of any of the other past Big Brothers? And he says, I'm kind of like a Boogie. You know, Boogie didn't really cause any problems, I guess, except with Erica against what the fans, you know, didn't like him for that. And they asked who would he like to see back, and he said, I'd love to see Janelle, you know. And I'm thinking, ooh, if she is indeed going to be coming in as a mentor, that could be interesting. He liked Dan, thought he was one of the best players, and he said, of course, Chilltown. And as many of them said, I really love Jeff and Jordan. He didn't like Shima. He was disappointed in Adam's performance. Being such a fan, he just wished Adam had made more, you know, bold moves. He didn't say he didn't like him. He just was disappointed, you know, that he didn't do more. I would also like to give honorable mention to somebody that I think it might be a dark horse right now, but it is the Shane Meany, the house flipper from Vermont. You talk about Frank being articulate. Shane is very articulate, too. He strikes me. And I told Sherry about this. When asked what he was going to miss, he said, I'm going to miss my one-year-old English bulldog, Dozer. And he said, my brother's taking care of him. But when he first got Dozer, his bed was so high that Dozer couldn't jump up on it. So he actually went out and bought a new bed that was shorter to allow his dog to jump up in the bed. And Cherry and I love dog lovers.
Absolutely. I just think that is so cool that he did that. So he's on my list for guys that I'm going to like in the show.
Hold on, one more thing about Shane, and then I'll shut up for a second, maybe longer than that. The other thing that Shane says, shut up, guys. He said one of his weaknesses is Southern Bells, and I immediately thought of Danielle Murfree. That could be a possible showmance to look out for. All right, shutting up now.
Now, just with Shane, I kind of get kind of a mixed feeling from him. I think he's probably a nice, articulate guy, but I just don't. You'll have to see him. Like I said, I set my expectations low, and then if they wow me, whatever, that's it's all good stuff. But it just seems like he comes across as kind of a cold fish. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
But he might turn out to be a great one. Now the real wild card, though, is going to be the Joe Arvin guy that replaces the mic that's in the commercials that says, I don't know what I got myself into. Well, apparently that might have been what he thought and bailed. So we'll see.
Joe Arvin is
he's a chef, and he might wind up being in there for a long time as long as he feeds those people well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, people like to eat in the Big Brother house, and if he can do wonders with slop, I mean, that guy could be in there till the very end. You know? I mean, if he can do something magical with slop, they may never get rid of him.
And I think that's the reason why Rennie was able to, you know, as crazy as she was able to hang around as long as she was, because she could, you know, she was a great cook and everything, and you know, looked at, you know, she was kind of like the mother hen and everything, and they're going like, well, I'm going to get rid of her because she does all the cooking and everything, you know. So, yeah, I think that's a good strategy.
Yeah, I think, you know, he has a good shot because he's got a good thing going for him.
I think another one that might surprise people is Jody.
Yes.
The 9 months, you know, recently married. She is also a huge fan. She talks about being in the chat rooms and coming back after the season's over with and meeting up with people. And it's really our experience for, you know, a lot of Big Brother fans. She talked about her training. And, you know, she sounds like she's going to be pretty physical and strong. And there's another dark horse that I think might surprise some of us. It's just a matter of whether a lot of times depends on how much these people irritate the other house guests.
Right.
If Ann can stay for just a moment, we do have an announcement that I'm going to make right now before Ann leaves. Sadly, this is going to be our last Thursday night show for the Rad Reality Show for a while. We are going to start doing a Friday afternoon show with Michael Cowboy Ellis, who will be covering Big Brother starting on Friday the 13th, the date after Big Brother starts. And he will be with us for the entirety of Big Brother, as he always is. But we're just moving it from Thursday nights to Friday afternoons. It will start at 2 p.m. East. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. And we will be doing every Friday afternoon. No Thursdays. It will be moved to Fridays now.
So 1
we
p.m.
will have Michael Cowboy Ellis with us, and he will be recapping the Thursday evening show here on the Rad Reality Show with us on Friday afternoons. So,
is it okay to tell him why?
Sure. Michael has a new job that where he's working evenings, and he will be working Thursday nights, so we really didn't have any choice but to move the show to a Friday day show. We wanted to keep, you know, he's been with the Rad Reality Show for years and years, and we want to keep, you know, Cowboy with us, and he's always recapped the show, the Big Brother shows with us, and so we wanted to make sure that we kept him on with us, so moving the show to Fridays was the fit for us and for him.
I think it's a great idea because, especially with the Thursday shows now being on so much later, and we know, you know, competitions and stuff might be going, you know like some endurance competitions going on for a long time and everything. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, and you know, at that time during the day, the people in the house, in the Big Brother house, are all sleeping, so there's nothing to watch on the feeds.
Right.
And the other negative on Thursday nights has always been that the West Coasters, when we come on the air, have yet to see that live Thursday night eviction show. So, I mean, listen, guys, everybody has different schedules, different time zones, different things going on. And I know we're not going to please everybody all the time, but, you know, we'll just hope that this works out. You know, Michael does have Mondays off, but we already have a show Mondays, and there's no way that Manic Mondays is going to move.
Right. We're not moving Manic Mondays for anything. So.
And obviously, you can always listen to the podcast, too, so. I'm sure it may disappoint some people. Maybe there's going to be some that say, yay, I can finally show up on that day. So anyway, that's what's going to happen, and we'll just go with it for, that way for a while.
Well, I think the show can be since House Calls has been gone for so long now, it can be the official replacement for House Calls when they used to do the afternoon shows. It's always, when I was working, I always would schedule my lunch hour when the season was on, when House Calls on, so I could watch that, and that would. I had mixed feelings about that show. The year that Dick was on co-hosting with Gretchen was hilarious. I mean, that was one of my favorite. That was during season 9, and that was one of the most hilarious.
We have. Someone from area code 606 on the switchboard. If you're wanting to talk to us, please press 1. If you're just listening, that's fine. But if you'd like to talk to us, just press 1. I know that there's, you know, lots of people with different hours, and some work days, some work nights, and we'd love to be able to please everyone. And, you know, this is just during the Big Brother season. Once the Big Brother season ends, we'll, I'm sure, go right back to Thursday evenings. But for the Big Brother season, so that we can have Michael Cowboy Ellis on with us, this is what we have to do. So I will be posting the widgets so that everyone can hear the podcast, and I'll post those in many different areas around the Internet, around Facebook, so that they'll be easily found. So if you're one of those people who, you know, can't be with us on Friday afternoons, the widgets will be there to listen to, and we hope that you can join us on Mondays for the Manic Monday show and listen to the podcast and join us in that way. area code 606, Dina.
Huh?
Dina was asking if I said 616. It's 606.
Oh.
It's on the switchboard.
I just covered up my chat room, so I didn't even see that. Sorry, I was going, huh?
I think I know who that is, but...
What do you guys think about
Lost your train of thought there?
I did lose my train of thought, but I was going to bring somebody up, and then all of a sudden I realized I already had talked about him. And nobody's commented or mentioned anything. I guess I told Amanda about it, but nobody thinks that that Caramonico will do very well.
Oh, she's the playmate.
Yeah.
I think she might be a target right off the back.
You know, that's
just by her look.
That's a good topic. That's a good topic. Who do you think is going to be right off the bat a target? And that was one of your answers, Tony. Any other?
I would say maybe Willie.
Oh, yes. You said Willie and my head went to Will. Cherry, you're so right. These damn names.
I know. That's what I'm telling. And nobody has mentioned, not a soul has mentioned Danielle.
I did mention her only when I said that Shane had a soft spot for Southern Bells. I'm not going to put her in any way, shape, or form, just because of where she's from and the accent she has, to a Jordan comparison, because it is not there. I do not also put Jen Arroyo, the rocker, just because she's got tattoos and is different. Maybe that's the similarity with Lydia, but there is no other similarities that I've seen with Lydia yet, except for the way this girl looks.
Oh, Amanda mentioned her because she looked like the gal that her husband cheated on her.
Yeah, but I think Danielle Murphy, I think she is going to surprise some people too. I'm just excited for this to get going because there are so many in my mind that have great potential.
Don't they go in the house like Friday or Saturday?
They go in the house on the 7th. They're in,
and then
the mentors, they enter the Big Brother house on the 7th.
And I think the mentors might go in the day after. I don't know.
Oh, we just lost a call.
Huh?
We had a call on the switchboard that we lost. I don't know who that was holding, but if you call back, we will pick you up right away.
I'm looking at my switchboard, and I didn't see that. Do you remember what area code it was?
It started with an 8. I'm not sure. I glanced at it.
I'm troubled by Danielle saying that she's not going to tell people she's a nurse. I'm going like, really?
I didn't understand that one. I didn't. She's the one that said she'd say she was a kindergarten teacher, but I don't understand the nurse part.
Oh,
that. You know, I can understand not telling people that you're, a Hans. I can understand not telling them that your father was a professional wrestler, those kind of things. Even Shane said he's not going to mention that he flips houses. You know, some of the...
Turn your Skype off, Paul.
What?
Turn your Skype off. Or somebody has Skype on.
Not me.
I'm going to go screen this call.
Oh, okay. No, it wasn't. I heard that Skype sound, but it was not coming from me. And who else? We've got... I'm not too sure. I think... JoJo Spatafora, she's the girl from Staten Island who is a promotional model, I think is what
right.
It shows. I'm not sure how well she's gonna fit in.
No, I think she's gonna be the shit stirrer and a troublemaker and loudmouth, and she probably won't last very long.
Yeah, she might be a first, second, third boot.
Paul, I've got somebody I want to bring up on the air.
All right.
Hello, Jackie, Mama T. Thank you so much for calling in to the Rad Reality Show. It has been a long time, girl.
It has been. The only reason I'm calling is because I can't get into the damn chat room.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I started listening right when Amanda was hanging up.
Oh, you missed her prank call.
No, I caught the end of it. I've heard that one before.
No, that was a live one. She did that tonight.
Oh, God, she's so funny.
I love her. She was like, I have to do this in honor of Ron, and she did it tonight again. She called Taco Bell live on our show in Ron's honor and pranked Taco Bell again tonight just for shits and grins.
She was on the toilet, and what was she supposed to do if she dehydrated? She's such a good sport, that one.
She's so much fun. I tell you, that girl, she is something else. I just love her to death.
You said a moment ago while I was listening that nobody had mentioned Danielle, and that's exactly why I called.
Yes, Danielle. We were actually just a second ago until you came up on the phone again here. Danielle Murphy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And her parents, her dad and mom, are both Marines, which I immediately thought of Sharon. Sharon doesn't get enough. I thought Sharon played a good game. But, yeah, I think you're right, Mama T. I think there's something there, you know what I mean, that could last a while. Who else?
Have to be honest. I haven't seen all of the bios yet, but from what I have seen, I like Frank. I like Willie. Although, if Willie comes in that house acting like a jackass like his brother did, I probably won't like him long. I also like Sean.
Yeah, or Shane.
Oh, Shane, I mean. And there was another girl, but I can't remember who it was. I'm not even close to being finished watching.
Well, I got to tell you, Mama T, one of the girls that just tickles me, and I can't wait to see her in the house, I think she is hilarious. She seems to, at times, also show that she's got a grasp or a handle on the Big Brother game. Is
Brittany
Ashley?
Hayes.
No,
I'm kidding.
Is Ashley, who's out in California? She's the spray mobile spray tanner owner or whatever. She is wacky.
I haven't seen her bio yet.
Well, you can look forward to that one.
Yeah, there's a few brain cells missing there, but she could be very entertaining.
Mama T, I mentioned it earlier. All of a sudden I go, who does she remind me of? And all of a sudden it hit me. Kind of reminds me of Holly King in BB5.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But I don't think, my God, guys, do you remember her bringing that damn mannequin in? Oh, my God, that was so funny. That was a good season. That was funny.
So what do you think about the mentors, Mama T?
I don't know what to think. I really don't have an opinion on that because I don't know exactly how or where they're going with that. You know, other than I guess they're going to be playing for a prize of their own. But I don't know. It's just I don't know yet.
I'm
the short answer is I don't know.
Yeah, I'm speculating. What we've heard is that they will remember in BBH when the the enemies came down from the HOH room?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, the house guests are going to be in there, and all of a sudden these mentors are going to come out of the HOH room. They're going to mingle like, you know, like a bachelor, bachelorette little mingle thing. They're going to mingle for about an hour and a half. Then they're going to go back up, and they're going to have a draft, and they're going to draft people that they want to mentor.
Okay, so I'm guessing that what's essentially going to happen is this will happen on Thursday night because they go into the house
yes.
Saturday, right?
Yes.
So this will this be taped?
Well, when we say Thursday night, the Thursday night episode is never live. I mean, it has the appearance of it, but it's all taped.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It will,
but it'll be revealed Thursday.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that they will probably not, this is just Paul guessing, I'm thinking that the mentors will likely, if there's a competition, they're not going to be competing. They're just going to try to, you know, mentor these people. I don't think they'll have that big of an input or part of the game. I'm not even sure if they're going to be staying in the house. They may come in and spend the day and leave. I have heard that if one of the people that they choose in their draft, if one of those people ends up winning the show, they will get $100,000.
Yeah, I've heard
so
that too.
Yeah, so there's plenty of monetary, incentive for them to come on the show.
And I heard also that they're getting like $25,000 or $30,000 just appearance
yes.
money for
yes.
showing up.
Just for showing up, they get like $25,000 or whatever it is, and then they actually if in 4 weeks three all their mentors are gone, they go home. And
right,
so,
they have no reason to be there once their people leave. They're done.
Well, I also heard that they were guaranteed jury. So, I mean, the rumors are flying.
Yeah, I've heard rumors that they actually do go back in the game, too. So there's lots of rumors floating around. We're just going to have to see once next Thursday gets
else,
here.
CBS definitely has us all talking, for sure.
That's
exactly.
what they do best.
And we do this, the Big Brother fans wait after. You know, when the season ends, we go through withdrawal. I mean, I remember one season where, I ended up finding Big Brother Australia live feeds, and they were 13 hours ahead of me, and I was hooked on watching Big Brother Australia all season long. That satisfied me. But for the most part, our season ends, and we can't wait for the new season to start. And when it gets closer like this, we love to speculate and talk about rumors and this happening and that happening.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
So.
I totally agree with that. I mean, that's just how the Big Brother fans are. And I'm one of them. At the end, when it's over, I feel like I lost my best friend.
Yeah.
Hey.
The
there's
thing
part
that
of
me
that feels
me
like that,
year.
And then there's a part of me that feels like I'm so glad I can finally spend some time away from my computer for a little while and do something normal, like get out of the house and go do some things, like there's part of me is like going through such withdrawals, but part of me is like so glad that I can get out and go do something, away from the computer and not have to worry about what's going on in the house,
Oh, I get to do that every day. Go to work, come home, watch the feeds till 4, which is only 2 their time.
Right. I mean, think about there was the people that were fans of Hayden and Kristen, and when they finally started, wooing each other, courting each other, whatever, I can't think of a good term for it. Everybody knew that were fans of theirs that wouldn't happen until about 2-3 in the morning on the West Coast. There were people, and she's not in here now, but Jess was one of them, who would go to bed, set their alarm because they knew, about 4 or 5 a.m. on their time was when Kristen and Hayden would start, you know, doing some lovey-dovey, you know. We're crazy fans, aren't we?
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's nuts.
We're freaks, every one of us.
It's
well, listen, I know your show is about to end, and I just really wanted to let you know that I was here, and I've been watching and listening, and hello to everybody in the chat room.
Tell her what Night Owl suggested.
Yes, Night Owl suggested that you use Google Chrome to try to get in the chat room.
That I do what? Use Google Chrome.
Yeah, are you using Firefox by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've had to leave my Firefox for the last week and a half because, and let me tell you, I don't like it, but I'm on Google Chrome right now myself because Firefox and, Flash Player are not playing nice right now.
Yeah, they're not.
And
then
still Flash Player, the new update of Flash Player and the new update of Firefox gets to playing nice again, that isn't going to work. And we're having all kinds of problems. So if you use Google Chrome, you can get in. And
it keeps saying connecting.
Yep, yep, that's it. It did it to me. I couldn't even launch our own chat room from our switchboard because of it. And I actually called Flash and actually talked to a real live person. I couldn't believe I actually made contact with a real live person at one of those places. And they told me that they were making a patch. They told me that it would be fixed by the end of June, which I don't think is done yet. I haven't gotten anything on it. But they are working on a patch for Flash, and it should be done soon, I guess, so that it plays nice with Firefox. And
Night Owl just posted in the chat room that the new update for Firefox apparently is starting to show up, so keep checking to make sure.
Well, I was actually going to uninstall Flash and reinstall it because of the new update.
Paul, how many times do we do that one night?
I know. And this is the thing, and Cherry even said it to the person she talked to on the phone at Firefox. I've got a friend of mine who uses Firefox, and he has no problems, you know, and that's true. I'm in there right now with Firefox, and
but you
so tell
me you were one of the very few who didn't have that problem because most of the population was having the same issue. So you were one of the very few that it didn't affect.
Yeah.
Well, now I know. Okay, kids,
well,
so I'm going to hang up, and thank you for taking
real
the call.
Quick. Mama T, real quick, I don't know if you saw this, but two of the house guests hail from Pittsburgh, so I'm thinking Missy is going to have a couple favorites.
Oh, probably. I haven't even talked to her probably 2 days now, so she's busy.
She's a busy mama right now.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
calling in, sweetie. I'm glad we
you're
got
welcome.
To talk with you.
Thank you for taking
call
the call.
Anytime.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
Have a good night, everybody.
You too, babe.
You too.
All right. Good to hear from you.
Anyway, I really need to find out how this mentor thing is going to work because it could either be okay. I'm not happy one way or the other, or it could totally screw up the game and what these new people's strategy could be. I mean, I want them, and I think if I was going in, I want to be an individual. I want to be able to, you know, form my own alliances. I want, you know, and these kind of twists always mess with that game strategy. And I just hope it is not an overpowering twist with the mentors, that they just have a small footprint, if we can use that as a description. So, don't worry about it, Cherry. We'll take care of it. Cherry wants to get back on Firefox real bad.
I want back on my Firefox so bad.
Send me a link. I want to do it right now. while the show's on here, I'm going to reinstall it.
Let's bring up. He hasn't pressed one. But I'm
it's
gonna,
hard to it's hard to press find.
I'm going
to
bring him up anyway because
it's hard to find a keypad on Skype. So yeah,
Mr. Leonardo.
Yay!
How are you?
Sorry,
we can barely hear you.
You can hear me.
There
better.
You are.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good to hear from you, Leonardo.
What's up? Yeah, I'm excited about this new season of Brother.
Say again?
I'm excited about this new season of Big Brother.
Oh,
we are too.
Yeah, I was looking forward to talking to you.
Hey, Leonardo, I know sometimes when you're in a different country, you can't watch the videos of the new house guests. Were you able to watch any of these new house guests on the videos that came out today?
Not yet. I'm trying to find them on Google or something, or on YouTube, but I haven't watched any of it as of yet, but I promise I will watch it. I've seen some of this stuff people have been saying, and I don't know who I'm going to root for, because it's still so unclear for me how they're going to act in the house. But I think this is a fairly young cast this year.
Right.
Yeah, we've got a couple that are in their 40s, but I hadn't thought about that. It's a good observation. Hey, Leonardo, I'm right now going to put a link into one of the YouTube pages that has the videos for the new house guests there. So there's that link. But what other things are you watching? Do you watch Big Brother in other countries? Somebody told me that there was some big controversy in Africa. Do you know anything about that? I haven't
watched.
Yeah,
Paul, talk about that. Tell our listeners about what happened in Africa.
Well, I think Chi-Town told me about it.
I was shocked to hear this.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, it was Boom Boom, Ben. I was talking on the phone. He said, "Did you hear what happened?" And he said, "I said no." He said, "Apparently somebody got angry and started a fight, and they threw bleach in or something like that, bleach in somebody else's face, and you know, caused injury and all this type of thing." And I don't know if anybody else heard about that or seen it. If you did. Please share with us. But apparently got a little crazy.
That's lawsuit type of.
I've heard that there was a Big Brother. I don't remember in what country this happened. But, two people had an altercation, and a guy kicked another person in the face, and then he got expelled from the game. That was pretty brutal. That was
There was also, I saw a report that Big Brother Israel, and I was surprised that was still going on. I did watch some of the feeds in the first year that they had it, and it's probably been about 4 years ago, and I was kind of surprised that it took off and was popular, but apparently there's something about the producers giving some crazy drugs to some of the house guests, and now the producers of that show are in trouble. I mean, thank God we don't have that kind of stuff here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's bad to have people acting like that and carrying themselves out that way. I mean, you are there to play a game, not to do this kind of shit. I'm sorry to curse, guys.
Yeah.
So,
Dina just said it makes Evil Dick look like a saint. I said, yeah. A little iced tea and some banging of pots and pans isn't much compared to what some of these other Big Brothers are going through. I tell you, you know, there's no reason to carry it to that length. I mean, it is a game. And I know that people, you know, want to win that money, and it can change people's lives, but there is no reason to carry it to that length, to hurt somebody else, or to cause bodily injury, you know, to cause yourself that much embarrassment and go to jail or whatever the case might be. I mean, there's just no reason for that.
Yeah. And Amy said that one of the I don't know whether she's talking Israel or Africa, that they at one point had also had a sexual assault in there. And that reminds me of when I was getting into Australia. Australia kind of went off the air or was really restricted, like they didn't want them to go back on because they had a season where some idiot guy walked up and thought this was funny, walked up behind one of the female house guests in the darkened bedroom and slapped his willy, because we got a willy now on the show. He slapped his willy upside her face.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see,
and
that, no. There's...
Yeah. The governor,
that's not acceptable. I don't care what country you're in. I don't care whether he did it laughingly, thought he was being funny. I don't care what
exactly.
circumstances that is under. That is not acceptable any circumstances.
They even were petitioning the Prime Minister of Australia, you know, like our president. They, you know, it got to that level of their complaints that year, so
good.
Yeah,
I'm glad it did.
Well, you remember the celebrity Big Brother in the UK where Sherpa Shelty was just bullied by I can't think of the woman's name. She because she was like a Big Brother star because she was on, but they came back into the house and. That was a big row about that, and that's been some time ago. But that was almost got to the point of being an international incident. So it's some crazy stuff's happened. That's for sure.
You know, I'm sorry, guys, but every time I hear of Lorena Bobbitt, I just cringe as a guy. I'm sorry. I why that still comes up to this day. Oh, thanks, Chet. Thanks, Gina.
Years ago they had a pay-per-view thing, and Howard Stern was one that put it on. It was on cable, and that's been a long time ago, back when all this Bobbitt stuff was going on. But it was a fundraiser for John Bobbitt, and it was pretty amazing. They raised quite a bit of money, but that pay-per-view, they had some really strange people on there. And being the crazy person that I am, I paid the $15 to watch it. It was pretty hilarious.
Didn't he end up getting it all sewn back on and was a porn star for a while?
Yeah, he did a couple pornos and stuff, but the Howard Stern thing was hilarious. I'm not going to tell you how they indicated how much money they raised, but I think you can probably use your imagination and figure it out what they used, but it got higher and higher, so it was weird. But it was fun stuff. It was just crazy. It was worth the money.
Speaking of fun, and I just, because we haven't talked about it in a while, and because I see Dina in there, I just have to say that I'm still loving and enjoying my redneck vacation. It is still so much fun, and when I saw Wonder Wendy make her entrance on that four-wheeler,
that's poor British people probably going,
Miss
oh my
Dina,
God.
You are live and on the air with us now, girl.
What's going on?
Hey, Dina.
Hey, what's going on, Mac Daddy?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
What's going on, Paul? I hear you back there. You hit the moonshine, didn't you?
No.
Don't lie to me, baby boy.
My God.
Don't lie to me.
we start talking about Strange Things and Big Brother, get to Lorena Bobbitt, and now we're on to Wonder Wendy. And the poor nanny, too.
I loved it. Are you kidding me? I loved it. I mean, who else would interview somebody that has just seen an alien out their front door? Could you imagine if they, listen, what would have been great, what would have been awesome if guys had drank a whole bunch of, because undoubtedly, the beer from here to UK is completely different. It gets you sloshed in one or two beers.
And isn't it true that they serve it warm over there?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I will tell you, in Barcelona, children, it is not uncommon for Barcelona for people to go out and eat dinner at 10 o'clock, and the children walk around with glasses of wine. I dropped my jaw. Oh, my God. But
speaking of children, I never got the opportunity on that episode of Mob Wives when they had their huge, where they all showed up for dinner with all their kids. The F-bombs that were flying out of those mothers' mouths, it just, that drove me nuts. And they do the same thing, you know, on my Big Redneck Vacation, swearing in front of their kids. And that's one thing that I do not like about it. But maybe that's just the way it's going nowadays and in that part of the world. I go, oh.
Well, it's, unfortunately, it's everywhere. I do it. My son does it. It's not a very good trait. I try to watch my P's and Q's, and then when I've had my drink on, I'm sorry. I'm so glad the disclaimer is already up. But with you going back to the Redneck Vacation, those people are having the time of their lives. I'm so excited. It's just like the Hamptons. These people they just really don't know how to accept the outsiders, and we will watch it again at the end of the season. They will accept it, love it, and ask them to come back. I'm holding my breath on the chandeliers. I am waiting for somebody to go swinging off of the chandeliers. If that happens, that'll make my season. But I cannot wait for Big Brother. I'm sorry, I cannot. I've not watched all of the videos yet.
How many have you watched?
I'm into the chef. He turns me on. So I'm totally into him. So cook me up some eggs and bacon, bitch. Let's get this started.
Let's get this shit cooking.
Let's get this shit cooking. You got that right, sweetheart. So I'm from the South. I'm pulling for Mama Peeps from the South. I'm very, when I looked at Fabio, what's his name?
Will
Oh, my
Heiser.
Goodness. When I first, they say the first impression of anything will always sit in the back of your mind. Well, when I scrolled down and looked at his picture, I honestly thought it was, I honestly thought it was a female that had a bad eyebrow job done. And then I scrolled down and saw his name, and then I felt really bad. But then I thought, well, that's Fabio, so I'm pulling for my Southern people until they make me just absolutely crazy. And I'm hoping that Big Brother, it is the case where it is mentors and they're not playing for the 500. I think that I'm done with the newbies, oldies tricks. They just did that last year, so
right.
I think it's going to be exciting. So hopefully, and it'll give us something to talk about as far as the Friday show.
Will.
I'm loving the idea about the Friday shows. I think that, it's kind of hard for some of the people that do work, and I want to remind them to go to the podcast and listen to, our crazy selves.
Are you going to be able to join us on the afternoon show?
Well,
if she's not in some pool.
You better believe it. I'll take your asses to the pool with me. But I will say this, with the show being on at Friday, we have to, the pros and cons with everything, but the biggest
Probe, I think, is Mr. Mack hit it right on the spot. We will be able to see after Thursday night show, after somebody, isn't it Thursday night that somebody leaves anyway? So
yes, that's eviction night. That's the live show.
You know, and we are always talking about that anyway until the early mornings, you know, Friday mornings anyway. So I think it's going to be a win-win situation. It's just somebody's going to have to call and wake me up.
Hey, I have to break in, and thank you, Chi-Town Joe, for bringing it up. Big Ange, only 3 days away from Big Ange. Who's
we love Big Ange.
Who isn't going to watch Big Ange?
That's right. Who isn't going to watch Big Ange?
I mean, we get to see her family. Her sisters, the two monkeys behind the, I want to see the monkeys. Hell yeah, I want to see the monkeys.
People in the chat room that don't know, Big Ange was a character that showed up in season two of Mob Wives, and she was such a popular character with the fans that she now has gotten her own half-hour show, and it actually premieres Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on VH1, and she's just a hoot.
Okay, before we go, I know we're down to just a few minutes. I'm going to bring this last person up. She said I had permission to do this if I ever wanted to, and I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to bring this girl up. Vicky.
Yes?
Are you there, babe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Vicky.
Vicky and I, Vicky lives in St. Louis, just a few miles away from where I live. Vicky and I are going to be going to a special restaurant next week, we hope. We both have a very busy week next week. But we're going to a restaurant next week that's on TV. Many of you may have seen it on the OWN network, on Oprah's network, called Sweetie Pies. And we're going to be visiting that restaurant next week. So hopefully we'll be able to give you a report on how wonderful Sweetie Pies is once we get ourselves there.
Before we run out of time, I want to hear about your 1 week from tonight, your party. And I don't know, is Vicky going to be at the premiere party?
Absolutely. She's going to be helping me with it. And, of course, I wouldn't have it any other way than Vicky being there with me.
Yep. Yes, I'm going to be there, too. A couple of my friends, I think, are going as well.
Awesome. We're going to have a wonderful time at Smoogala's Pizza here in Arnold, Missouri, and we're going to have a bunch of Big Brother fans watching the premiere and having a blast. We're going to have swag from Reality Nation, and I've ordered from some swag from the Rad Reality Show as well. So there'll be some things to give away from the Rad Reality Show, and we're going to have a great time, so I'm looking forward to it. It's
Vicky,
fun.
Real quick, any thoughts on the cast reveal today? Have you watched any of that stuff?
I actually have not watched it. I haven't even seen a commercial yet for the Big Brother. I barely watch TV. I put stuff on DVR, and when I can't sleep in the middle of the night, that's when I get up and watch TV, and I forward all the commercials. So I haven't even seen a commercial for it. But I'm still looking forward to it. I've heard all these rumors, and I go on the websites when I can, and you know, look at little things that people write, things other people speculate on.
Well, I will just say that
a lot of stuff for sure.
Vicky, having watched these videos, I am really excited. I think it's a pretty interesting cast, and I can't remember being this excited. Maybe my memory is fading, but I think
guess what happened?
I'm excited for last year. I was so excited to hear that there would be returning players, and I think the hype lived up to its, you know.
I spoke to Sheila Kennedy today, just probably for like an hour and a half. Her and I were on the phone, so I'm pretty vamped up and you know, ready to watch Big Brother again.
Yep, we're going to have to start the wrap down here. I'm the time watcher, I guess, or timekeeper, whatever you want to call me. But
yeah, we've got about 5 minutes to go. I do want to make sure that everyone is ready to make it. We do have Monday on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. I'm sorry, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. And I want to make sure that you all remember next Friday the 13th, the day after Big Brother starts, to make it here to the Rad Reality Show, Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, for the very first Big Brother Reality Roundtable Show with Michael Cowboy Ellis. So write that on your calendars. Friday the 13th, you have to be here on the Rad Reality Show to welcome Michael Cowboy Ellis back to the Rad Reality Show with us. So mark that down on your calendars and welcome him back with us.
Is there some way where you don't have to say Friday the 13th, though?
Well, that's the date. I mean, my husband was born on Friday the 13th. I don't think it's such an unlucky day.
Okay. All right, guys. Leonardo, thanks so much for Skyping in from Brazil.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. And I appreciate all the niceness that you guys have toward me. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. We're going to put you on mute then. Hurry back for the next show. Nice hearing from you again, bud.
Thanks, bud. Yo.
Thank you so much, Leonardo.
Whoops. I already muted him. I'm sorry.
Okay. Dina, thank you so much. Mr. Mack, thank you so much. We've enjoyed everything. It's been such a pleasure talking to you both again.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and much love. And just hope that everybody is nice to one another. As always, be kind.
Good work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dina.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Clicking the button. Thanks, Mr. Matt. Take care. You're now muted, so let her go.
And I'll talk to you soon, too, hon.
Okay, see you. Bye, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, Vic.
Okay.
Whoopee, that was fun, Sherry.
I agree. What a great show. And having Amanda, I tell you, she is just so much fun. I hope we have her back quite a bit this season. And just have a lot more fun with her.
I've been wanting to talk to her ever since I known Ron, and I'm sorry that I just had to ask so many things, but it's been held back for, you know, two and a half, three years now, and it was so fun to have her on.
I agree. Well, I hope to see everyone for Manic Monday, and remember, Luana is going to be back on with us to talk about these new Big Brother house guest. He promised he was going to be back on for Manic Monday, so we'll have LaJuan back on with us talking with Michelle. And you know, you guys know what a crazy show that is with LaJuan and Michelle, so make sure you're back on for that. Bring your wine and be with us for Michelle and LaJuan to open up about their thoughts on these new guests that they're about to put in the Big Brother house for season 14. So I'm going to close the show now with Ron, as we always do. Thank you for being with us here tonight. We love you all. This is from Ron. Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Good night, everyone. Take care and God bless.